Ja, dobry večer, all together.
Guten Abend.
Yeah. It's a long time ago that I was here.
Už je to dávno, čo som tu bol naposledy.
And I'm very happy that we are here again.
A som veľmi rád, že ste znova prišli.
With some very important topics.
Máme niekoľko veľmi dôležitých tém.
The topic of this evening is how to search and how to find God.
Tá téma dnešného večera je ako hľadať a nájsť Boha.
I think that all people in the whole world are interested in the topic.
Ja som presvedčený, že všetci ľudia na tomto svete majú v skutočnosti záujem o túto tému.
I was not always convinced about that.
Vždy som si tým nebol istý.
Because when I grow up in a church, it seemed to me that the people outside are not interested in God.
Pretože keď som vyrastal v cirkvi ako dieťa, tak sa mi zdalo, že ľudí vonku Boh nezaujíma.
Later, when I was working as a bouncer in the discos, I was surprised.
Ale neskôr, keď som pracoval ako vyhadzovač na diskotékach, tak som bol prekvapený.
The people there wanted to talk with me about my faith.
Ľudia na tých diskotékach sa chceli so mnou zhovárať o viere.
I was living there as a bouncer, but I was keeping on my Christian principles.
Ja som síce teda bol vyhadzovač, ale držal som si kresťanské zásady.
No drugs, no girls.
Žiadne drogy, žiadne baby.
Treat the people righteous.
Byť spravodlivý v zaobchádzaní s druhými.
And the guests were surprised.
A tí hostia boli prekvapení.
And they wanted to talk with me.
A chceli sa so mnou zhovárať.
And for me it was really unbelievable that all the different people have the same questions.
A pre mňa bolo až neuveriteľné, že všetci títo rôzni ľudia mali tú istú otázku.
What is the sense of life?
Aký je zmysel života?
What is coming after death?
Čo bude po smrti?
Is there a God or millions?
Existuje Boh?
Or is there an evidence of God?
Je nejaký dôkaz toho, že je?
How can God be righteous when there is so much evil in the world?
Ako môže byť Boh spravodlivý, keď je vo svete toľko zla?
The people have all the same questions.
Všetci títo ľudia mali rovnaké otázky.
Does matter if they are poor or rich?
A nezáležalo, akí bohatí sú.
In the whole world, it's the same phenomenon.
Na celom svete je to tento istý fenomén.
It is true what the Bible tells us.
Je pravda to, čo nám vraví Biblia.
In Ecclesiastes.
V knihe Kazateľ.
Chapter 3, verse 11.
V 3. kapitole 11. verši.
There standing. He put, as a God put eternity in their hearts.
A tam sa vraví, že Boh vložil večnosť do ich srdca.
Expect that no one can find out the work that God does from beginning to end.
Ale človek nevystihne diela, ktoré koná Boh od počiatku až do konca.
We try to find out.
My sa snažíme dopátrať.
Because God has laid eternity in our heart.
Pretože Pán Boh vložil večnosť do nášho srdca.
It doesn't mean that we have eternal life in ourselves.
To neznamená, že sami v sebe máme večný život.
But we long for eternal life.
Ale po ňom túžime.
We have the questions.
Máme otázky.
Because God has the answers.
Pretože Boh je ten, kto má odpovede.
I think it's the most important point in life to get the answers from God for those questions.
A ja si myslím, že dostať odpovede od Boha na tieto otázky je ten najdôležitejší bod v živote človeka.
It is a spiritual the word is difficult, predisposition. Mm-hmm.
Je to nejaká duchovná predispozícia.
Yeah. It's a spiritual predisposition that we have these questions.
A to, že máme tieto otázky, je do nás akosi vložené.
Because it's the aim of God that we are living in complete harmony with him.
Pretože Bohu ide o to, aby sme sa dostali do harmonie s ním.
And it is not so difficult to search and find God.
A nie je až také ťažké toho Boha hľadať a nájsť.
Some people they think It is not possible to fight God.
Niektorí ľudia sú presvedčení, že toto nie je možné.
But God can reveal himself.
Ale Boh sa môže vyjaviť.
And he has done it.
A spravil to.
Step one.
Prvý krok.
In the creation.
Pri stvorení.
Laurin told us exactly the principle which many millions people know.
A Laurin nám povedal presne ten princíp, ktorý miliardy ľudí poznajú.
He was without Christian background.
On nemal to kresťanské východisko.
But when he was in the nature, he realized there is a creator.
Ale v prírode si uvedomil, že musí byť stvoriteľ.
I call it smartphone logic.
Hovorím tomu smartfónová logika.
You know that a smartphone needs a producent to work.
Je vám všetkým zrejmé, že smartfón, telefón potrebuje niekoho, kto ho vyrobil.
You would never believe that a smartphone can exist from nothing.
Nikdy by ste neverili, že taký smartfón sa mohol objaviť sám od seba.
No, a product needs a producent.
Výrobok potrebuje výrobcu.
The science, they know that life is million times more complicated than a smartphone.
No a vedci vedia, že život je miliónkrát zložitejší ako nejaký mobil.
Life is God's secret.
A je to vlastne také tajomstvo, Božie tajomstvo života.
It's God's monopol.
Na vznik života má Boh monopol.
When life is million times more complicated than a smartphone, how can we believe that life is coming from nothing?
No a pokiaľ je život miliónkrát zložitejší ako mobilný telefón, ako by sme mohli veriť tomu, že sa život objaví sám z ničoho.
We have a beautiful product. It's the creation.
Máme tu ten nádherný výrobok, ktorým je stvorenie.
In Psalm 19 it's standing, the heavens declare the glory of God.
Žalm 19 hovorí, nebesia zvestujú Božiu slávu.
Without voice.
Bez hlasu.
But the information is reaching out around the whole world.
Ale tá informácia zasahuje celý svet.
The creation is talking to us.
To stvorenie bez vydania hlasu k nám vlastne hovorí.
To our logic.
Prehovára k nášmu zmýšľaniu.
It is so easy.
Je to takto jednoduché.
A product needs a producent.
To, čo vzniklo, potrebuje niekoho, kto to vytvoril.
This is step one.
To je prvý krok.
And then we can come to a point in our life where we really want to know the truth.
V živote sa nám môže stať, že narazíme na situáciu, kedy naozaj túžime spoznať pravdu.
Look here in Jeremiah.
U Jeremiáša
29 verse 13 is a very interesting verse.
V 29. kapitole 13. verš.
You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord.
Znie, budete ma hľadať a nájdete ma, keď ma budete hľadať celým srdcom, dám sa vám nájsť, znie výrok Hospodina.
The text is very interesting here.
Tento text je veľmi zaujímavý.
God doesn't say when you search for me long enough, then maybe I cannot hide myself any longer.
Nehovorí, že Pán Boh by tu tvrdil, keď ma budete dostatočne dlho hľadať, už sa nebudem skrývať.
God is not hidden and he doesn't want us to find him.
Nie je to taká hra na schovávačku, že Pán Boh sa skrýva a nechcel by, aby sme ho našli?
No, the text says, when you search for me with your whole heart,
ten text hovorí, keď ma budete hľadať celým srdcom,
then I, God, I will become active.
Tak ja, Boh, sa stanem činným.
I will reveal myself.
A zjavím sa vám.
And you will find me.
Vy ma nájdete.
God becomes active.
Boh je aktívny.
And he reveals himself.
A zjavuje sa.
I want to show to you a very interesting Bible verse.
Chcem vám ukázať jeden veľmi zaujímavý biblický text.
In John first chapter.
V prvej kapitole Evanjelia podľa Jána.
There we have the situation that many young people, they were searching for God.
Mnohí mladí ľudia hľadajú Boha.
And they were frustrated about the actual religious system.
A sú sklamaní z súčasného náboženského systému.
And they were waiting for the Messiah.
A hľadajú spasiteľa.
They were longing for the truth.
Túžia po pravde.
And then the first young people met Jesus.
No, boli takí mladí ľudia, prví mladí ľudia, ktorí stretli Ježiša.
And they were shocked.
A boli z toho udivení.
They realized he is the one we are waiting for.
Uvedomili si, že on je tým, na koho čakajú.
And they were running to their friends.
No, utekali za svojimi priateľmi.
And here we have this situation.
A tu na u Jana máme tú situáciu.
John first chapter 45.
Prvá kapitola, 45. verš.
Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him, of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph."
Filip našiel Natanaela a povedal mu, našli sme toho, o ktorom písal Mojžiš v zákone i proroci, Ježiša, Jozefovho syna z Nazareta.
Look on the reaction of Natanael.
Všimnite si tú Natanaelovú reakciu.
This is very funny. He said, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?"
Povedal, môže niečo dobré vzísť z Nazareta?
Was he happy?
Páčilo sa mu to?
Was he excited?
Bol nadšený?
Was he curious?
Bol vôbec zvedavý?
No.
Nie.
He was skeptical.
Bol skeptický.
Very critical.
Veľmi kritický.
And he was closed.
A bol uzavretý.
Can anything good come from Nazareth?
Môže čokoľvek dobrého prísť z Nazareta?
Maybe you are in the same situation.
Možno, že sa nachádzate v úplne rovnakej situácii.
Maybe you are frustrated about religion.
Možno, že ste znechutení z náboženstva.
About the organization.
Z organizácie.
This is the topic tomorrow.
A to bude téma zajtra.
What can we do?
Čo s tým môžeme urobiť?
When we are frustrated about Christianity.
Keď sme znechutení z kresťanstva.
I can promise you my biggest disappointments in life I made with Christians.
A verte mi, to najväčšie sklamanie v živote som mal s kresťanov.
Many people are disappointed.
Mnohí ľudia sú takto sklamaní.
They are critical.
A sú kritickí.
And they have reasons why.
A majú preto dôvody.
Look what Philip says to him.
Ale pozrime sa na tú Filipovú odpoveď.
Come and see.
Poď a viď.
Come as you are.
Pozri.
Come with your frustration, come with your critic.
Príď za svojím znechutením, za svojou kritikou.
But come.
Ale poď.
And look what happened. Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said to him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed in whom is no deceit."
Ježiš videl toho Natanaela, ako prichádzal a povedal, hľa pravý Izraelita, v ktorom nie je lsti.
Jesus doesn't say, why do you have such a bad postoj?
Ježiš mu nehovorí, prečo máš taký zlý postoj?
Why are you so critical?
Prečo si taký kritický?
Why are you so rebellious?
Prečo tak vzdoruješ?
No, he says, behold, an Israelite indeed in whom is no deceit.
On povie, pravý Izraelita, v ktorom nie je lsti.
God has no problem when you are critical.
Boh nemá problém, keď ste kritický.
Jesus sees the longing heart for the truth.
Ježiš vidí to srdce, ktoré túži po pravde.
Nathanael is not satisfied with the situation.
Nathanael nie je spokojný so situáciou.
That's good.
A to je dobré.
God can only reveal himself to people who really wants to live in the truth.
Boh sa môže zjaviť len tým ľuďom, ktorí naozaj túžia žiť v pravde.
Not for those who are lost in organization, conformity, loyalty.
Nie tým, ktorí sú lojálni, konformní s nejakou organizáciou.
And look what happened. Nathanael, he says, how do you know me?
Nathanael povedal, odkiaľ ma poznáš?
What are you talking about me?
Čo to tu o mne hovoríš?
Nathanael, he is so critical. He is so skeptic.
Ten Nathanael vidíme, že je veľmi kritický a skeptický.
And then the point comes.
A potom príde tá pointa.
Look on this situation. Jesus answered and said to him, before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you.
Ježiš mu odpovedal, skôr ako ťa Filip zavolal, videl som ťa, keď si bol pod figovníkom.
Nathanael answered and said to him, Rabbi, you are the son of God, you are the king of Israel.
Nathanael mu povedal, Rabbi, ty si Boží syn, ty si král Izraela.
Jesus answered and said to him, because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe?
Ježiš mu povedal, veríš len preto, lebo som ti povedal, že som ťa videl pod figovníkom?
You will see greater things than this.
Uvidíš väčšie veci ako tieto.
One sentence and Nathanael changed.
Jediná veta Nathanaela zmenila.
Why?
Prečo?
Something happened there under the fig tree.
Niečo sa muselo stať pod tým figovníkom.
We will never know what.
My sa nikdy nedozvieme čo.
This is a secret between Jesus and Nathanael.
To je tajomstvo, ktoré má Ježiš s Nathanaelom.
What happened there?
Čo sa tam stalo?
Maybe Nathanael was there. He was knowing I'm complete alone.
Možno, že ten Nathanael, keď tam bol presvedčený, že je úplne sám.
Nobody's here.
Nikoho nevidel.
And he was doing something.
A niečo robil.
We don't know what.
Netušíme čo.
But maybe he was praying.
Ale možno sa modlil.
God, when you see me, show it to me.
Bože, ak ma vidíš, tak sa mi vyjav.
Maybe he prayed, Lord, when you are interested really in me, show it to me.
Možno sa modlil, Bože, ak máš o mňa záujem, tak mi to ukáž.
And then Jesus comes to him and says, I saw you under the fig tree.
A potom príde Ježiš a povie, ja som ťa pod tým figovníkom videl.
He was shocked.
A to ho šokovalo.
And he confessed.
A tak vyznáva.
You are the one we are waiting for.
Ty si ten, na ktorého čakáme.
Look, this moment when God reveals something to you.
Tento okamžik, keď Boh vám niečo zjaví.
This is maybe a little small thing.
Môže byť nejaká drobná vec.
It is a miracle nobody understands.
A môže to byť ten zázrak, ktorému nikto iný nerozumie.
But Nathanael understands.
Ale ten Nathanael to pochopí.
There are millions of such testimonies.
A takýchto svedectiev sú milióny.
That God reveals himself when a heart is really longing for him.
Svedectiev, že Boh sa zjaví, keď srdce po ňom naozaj túži.
My grandpa.
Môj starý otec.
He was not Christian.
Nebol kresťanom.
He was in the First World War.
Bojoval v prvej svetovej vojne.
On the front.
Na fronte.
And then attack of the enemies came.
A pri útoku.
His comrades were running away.
Jeho spolubojovníci utiekli.
And he hid himself behind the rock.
Behind what?
A rock.
A skryl sa za skalou.
And then the enemy started to bomb the area.
A keď začal nepriateľ bombardovať tú oblasť,
and he was praying there, God save my life.
Tak sa modlil, Bože, zachraň môj život.
And he says, then it was many minutes, only bomba, granáta.
A niekoľko minút padali len bomby a granáty.
And the stones were exploding, and the stone parts were flying through the air.
A tie kamene sa trhali a kusy skal lietali vzduchom.
And he was hiding behind this rock.
A za jednou takouto skalou sa skrýval.
And then when the attack stopped,
a keď ten útok ustal,
and the smoke was going away,
a stúpal dym,
he heard that the enemies are coming.
Tak počul, ako sa blíži nepriateľ.
And then he saw a horse.
A zrazu uvidel koňa.
A horse.
Koňa.
After all the grenades, bomba.
Na bojovom poli.
He was standing a horse.
Po tých výbuchoch tam stál kôň.
He was jumping on the horse, riding away.
Skočil na koňa a ušiel preč.
And when he was an old man.
A keď zostarol.
And we visited him.
A my sme ho navštívili.
Always he asked us this question.
Tak sa nás vždy pýtal túto otázku.
Where does the horse come from?
Ako sa tam vzal ten kôň?
For him it was a miracle.
Pre neho to bol zázrak.
And this was the beginning to search really for God.
A to bol ten začiatok jeho hľadania Boha.
A wonderful other story.
Mám iný ďalší krásny príbeh.
A man was in prison.
Jeden väzeň,
because he had an accident with alcohol,
ktorý mal nehodu po požití alkoholu.
And in that accident, a father of a family died.
A zabil otca jednej rodiny.
In prison he found a Bible.
Vo väzení našiel Bibliu.
And he started to read.
Začal ju čítať.
And then he smoked the Bible. He
made a používal tie stránky na šúlanie cigariet.
So he was reading and smoking the Bible.
Takže čítal Bibliu, otrhol si a fajčil tú Bibliu.
And the word of God touched his heart.
A Božie slovo sa ho dotklo.
He was knowing that her mother, his mother, when he was a baby, she was throwing him on the field.
On vedel, že keď bol malý, keď bol ešte bábo, tak jeho vlastná matka ho pohodila.
She wanted him to die there.
Ona chcela, aby umrel ako opustené nebo.
And when he read the Bible,
a keď čítal Bibliu,
he came to the point that he prayed.
Tak sa dostal do momentu, keď sa začal modliť.
God, when you are really existent,
Bože, ak naozaj si,
then you have seen this situation.
Tak tú situáciu, ktorá sa mi stala, si videl.
And when this is your word,
a pokiaľ toto je tvoje slovo,
then I want you to tell me this in your word.
Chcem, aby si mi o tomto mojom príbehu v tvojom slove povedal.
And then he was taking the Bible and only open it.
Vzal Bibliu, otvoril ju.
And do you know what he was reading?
A viete, kde sa mu otvorila?
I read it for you.
Ja vám to prečítam.
Ezechiel 16, verse 5.
Ezechiel 16:5.
You were thrown out into the open field when you yourself were loaded on the day you were born.
Bol si pohodený na pole.
Here, verse 5.
Keď si bol nenávidený v deň svojho narodenia.
This is unbelievable.
To je neuveriteľné. O, jeho matka hodila na pole.
What a moment.
Aký moment pre ňo.
He opened the Bible just by chance.
Náhodilo otvoril písmo.
And he reads this text.
A narazí zrovna na takýto text.
What a moment when you realize God is watching me.
Aký je ten moment, keď si uvedomujete, že Boh sa díva.
You cannot, yeah, maybe you can try to explain this to others.
Možno, že sa budete snažiť toto vysvetliť druhým.
But it is something different when you make this experience yourself.
Ale je to niečo iné, keď to zažijete sami na sebe.
I remember how this situation was for me.
A ja si pamätám, ako to bolo v mojom živote.
I was grown up in a Christian family.
Ja som vyrastal v kresťanskej rodine.
As a teenager, I made many strange experiences with Christians.
Ako tínedžer som mal mnoho podivných zážitkov s kresťanmi.
And this makes me very rebellious.
A to vo mne vzbudilo taký vzdor.
At the end I was working as a bouncer in discos.
A teda nakoniec som bol tým vyhadzovačom na diskotékach.
But I had still my questions.
Ale stále som mal svoje otázky.
And I had still my faith.
Stále som si udržal nejakú vieru.
And when the other people asked me,
keď sa ma pýtali tí druhí,
I started to search for answers.
Tak som začal hľadať tie odpovede.
And then the situation happened that a man attacked me with a knife.
A potom sa stalo, že ma napadol nejaký chlap s nožom.
I had no chance to defend myself.
Nemal som šancu sa brániť.
I only cried into myself, Jesus help.
Len som zvolal, Ježiš pomôž.
Nobody heard my cry.
Nikto to nepočul.
But the man stopped in front of me stiff like a stone.
Ale ten nôž sa zastavil predo mnou, ako keby nejaký kameň tam bol.
Nobody heard my cry.
Nikto to nepočul.
This moment I got such a deep conviction God is here. He is watching me.
V tento moment som získal tak silné presvedčenie, že Boh je tu a že ma vidí.
This was changing everything.
Že to zmenilo všetko.
From that moment I was not longer interested who has the biggest biceps.
Od toho momentu ma nezaujímalo, kto má najväčšie svaly.
I was not longer interested who has the best bike.
Alebo kto má najlepšiu motorku.
Who has the beautiful girlfriend.
Alebo krásnu babu.
Who is German master in football.
Kto je majster vo futbale.
It was totally death for me.
Toto bolo pre mňa úplne mŕtve.
I was only interested in this God who has saved my life.
Jediné, čo ma zaujímalo, bol tento Boh, ktorý mi zachránil život.
And nothing was able to stop me.
A nič ma nezastavilo.
I wanted to read the Bible myself.
Chcel som si tú Bibliu prečítať sám.
You know, when people make such an experience,
keď ľudia zažijú niečo také,
this is not the aim.
To nie je cieľ.
This is the basic program of God.
To je iba taký základ.
Do you believe that?
Veríte tomu?
For us in the churches God is always a topic we are talking about.
U nás v cirkvách Boh je témou, o ktorej sa rozprávame.
We can teach about him.
Môžeme o ňom vyučovať.
But do you have your own experiences?
Ale máte s ním svoje vlastné skúsenosti?
Do you believe that God can give other people this category of experiences?
A veríte, že tento druh skúsenosti vie dať Boh druhým ľuďom?
God has promised to do it.
Boh sľúbil, že to spraví.
When you search for me with your whole heart.
Keď ma hľadáte celým srdcom.
But this is the basic program.
Ale to je iba ten základný program.
But this basic program is able to start the turbo in us.
Ale tento základný mód je v nás schopný naštartovať to turbo.
Then we really want to know.
Keď naozaj chceme poznať.
It was the same with Laurine.
A úplne to isté prežil Laurín.
God gave him this personal experience of his love.
Boh mu dal zakúsiť osobne svoju lásku.
And he was crying.
A on plakal.
And he felt that something is healing.
A cítil, že niečo v ňom sa uzdravuje.
When he gave this testimony last weekend,
keď minulý víkend inde hovoril svoje svedectvo,
another man said to me,
akýsi chlap mi povedal,
I don't understand this.
Ja to nechápem.
I never had such an experience.
Ja som taký zážitok nikdy nemal.
Yes, exactly.
Presne.
Because God meets us in a personal way.
Pretože Boh sa s nami stretáva osobne.
Many people cannot understand that.
A to mnohí nevedia pochopiť.
Important is that you make your own experience.
Ide o to, aby ste mali svoju vlastnú skúsenosť.
In second Chronicle chapter 16 verse 9 is standing.
V druhej Paralipomenom v 16. kapitole 9. verši.
That the eyes of God are going through the whole world.
Sa píše, že Božie oči sa pozerajú na celý svet.
To show himself strong in those people who put their heart wholly into God.
A Boh sa chce ukázať ako mocný pri ľuďoch, ktorí svoje srdce dávajú jemu.
Such experience with God are basic program.
Takéto zážitky s Bohom, to je taký ten základný program.
And we can make such experience in our daily life.
Také môžeme mať v našom každodennom živote.
God is helping us. I can tell you so many stories. Maybe I do it in the rest of the week.
Mohol by som rozprávať mnoho skúseností, ktoré vám ešte poviem v priebehu týždňa.
But as I said, this is the side effect.
Ale toto je len taký vedľajší efekt.
God has another aim.
Boh má iný cieľ.
When our turbo is on,
keď sa rozbehne to naše turbo,
to search for God and the truth,
aby sme hľadali Jeho a pravdu,
then the Holy Spirit is moving us to Jesus.
Tedy nás Duch Svätý privádza k Ježišovi.
And to the cross.
A ku krížu.
Because there we get the highest exhibition of God's love.
Pretože tam je ten najväčší príklad Božej lásky.
In Austria we were walking in the mountains.
Keď sme boli v Rakúsku na prechádzke horami.
And there was a cross.
Videli sme kríž.
With a sentence.
S akýmsi nápisom.
When you want to see how big God is, then go into the nature.
Tam bolo napísané, keď chcete vedieť, aký veľký je Boh, choďte do prírody.
But when you want to see God bigger, then go to the cross.
Ale keď chcete vidieť ešte väčšie, aký ešte väčší je Boh, tak choďte ku krížu.
Many people understand that there is a creator.
Mnohí ľudia si uvedomujú, že existuje stvoriteľ.
But they don't get the point with Jesus and the cross.
Ale uniká im tá pointa s Kristom a krížom.
We need the revelation of God here.
Potrebujeme takéto zjavenie Boha.
Because we only get this point when we understand the problem.
Pretože toto pochopíme len vtedy, keď nám dôjde, v čom je ten hlavný problém.
The problem is sin.
Ten hlavný problém je hriech.
That we deserve punishment for our godless life.
Že si zaslúžime trest za náš bezbožný život.
We will find many people who are much more terrible than we are.
Určite nájdeme mnohých, ktorí sú horší než sme my.
But we all have lost the holiness of God's glory.
Ale všetci sme stratili tú svetosť Božej slávy.
Jesus Christ paid for the whole world.
A Ježiš zaplatil za celý svet.
The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
Boží baránok, ktorý odníma hriech sveta.
And only when we understand how sinful we are.
A len keď si uvedomíme, aký hriešní vlastne sme.
And only when we understand how attractive holy Jesus Christ is.
A keď si uvedomíme, aký príťažlivý je ten svätý Ježiš.
And only when we understand that we could live in the same harmony with God like Jesus did.
A keď pochopíme, že v tej harmonii s Bohom tak ako žil Ježiš, môžeme aj my.
Then maybe we understand how deep we are fallen.
Tak možno vtedy pochopíme, ako hlboko sme padli.
But God wants to bring us back.
Pán Boh nás chce vziať späť.
And it starts with the forgiveness of our sin.
A začína to odpustením našich hriechov.
Jesus has paid the price on the cross.
Ježiš zaplatil tú cenu na kríži.
You cannot deserve God's love.
Božiu lásku si nemôžeme zaslúžiť.
You cannot deserve God's attention with your good works.
Nemôžete si zaslúžiť tú Božiu pozornosť svojimi výkonmi.
Look to the cross.
Pozrite sa na kríž.
There you see God's love and righteousness.
Tam vidíte Božiu lásku a spravodlivosť.
And then the Bible tells us that Jesus Christ is alive.
A Biblia nám hovorí, že Ježiš je život.
And that he wants to live in us.
A že chce žiť v nás.
Here is the aim.
A to je ten cieľ.
That we receive Jesus Christ in our life.
My sme prijali Ježiša do svojich životov.
And he becomes our life.
A stal sa našim životom.
That we are united with him in the Holy Spirit.
My sme s ním boli zjednotení v Duchu Svätom.
We can talk about it.
O tom môžeme hovoriť.
But this is something we must experience.
Ale to je čosi, čo potrebujeme predovšetkým zažiť.
I can only give you this advice to look into this direction.
Jediné, čo môžem, je vám poradiť, aby ste pozerali týmto smerom.
I want to end with one story.
Chcel by som skončiť s jedným príbehom.
This Bible smoker.
Tento muž, čo fajčil stránky Biblie.
He found Jesus.
Našiel Ježiša.
And he received Jesus into his life.
A prijal ho do svojho života.
And Jesus Christ was changing his life.
A Ježiš ten jeho život premieňal.
And because he received the forgiveness of God, he understood that he must ask other people for forgiveness.
A keďže on prijal to Božie odpustenie, tak pochopil, že musí poprosiť o odpustenie aj druhých.
And after He left prison.
A keď ho prepustili z väzenia,
he went to that family.
Tak išiel za tou rodinou.
Four children, one mother.
Kde vlastne ovdovela matka štyroch detí.
And he had killed the father.
Keď on zrazil toho otca.
He went to the house.
On prišiel do toho domu.
And said to the family that he is the one who has killed the father.
A povedal im, ja som ten, ktorý usmrtil vášho otca.
And he asked for forgiveness.
A prosím vás o odpustenie.
Do you see which power this is?
Vidíte, aká sila toto je?
It is you need no power to move weights.
To, čo potrebujeme, nie je sila dvíhať bremena.
Here is a spiritual power.
Ale duchovnú silu.
And the most people are not able to do this.
A väčšina ľudí nemá v sebe schopnosť urobiť toto.
It needs the holy power from God to humble yourself and ask for forgiveness.
Aby sme sa pokorili a poprosili o odpustenie, potrebujeme tú Božiu silu.
And do you know what the mother said?
A viete, čo mu povedala tá matka?
Since the day you have killed my husband.
Odkedy si zabil môjho muža?
I was praying for you.
Som sa za teba modlila.
That you find Jesus.
Aby si spoznal Krista.
This is strong.
A to je silné.
This gets my whole attraction.
A to ma upúta.
Not the TV programs.
Nie televízne programy.
Which power could change the world?
Aká sila môže zmeniť svet?
It is only the Holy Spirit.
Jedine tá sila Ducha Božieho.
Here is a dimension in this world which is real.
V tomto svete je jeden rozmer, ktorý je skutočný.
People experience Jesus Christ.
A to je, že ľudia spoznávajú Ježiša.
In the same time other people live and they experience nothing.
A iní ľudia v tom istom čase nezažijú nič.
Or are satisfied with church tradition.
Alebo sú spokojní s nejakou cirkevnou tradíciou.
I want to encourage you.
A ja vás chcem povzbudiť.
Search God with your whole heart.
Hľadajte Boha s celým srdcom.
Make the experience that he is alive.
A zažite tú skúsenosť, že on je živý.
And come deeper into the harmony of God.
Postupte hlbšie do harmonie s ním.
It's only possible through Jesus Christ.
To sa dá len vďaka Ježišovi.
I want to pray with us.
Chcem sa pomodliť.
Jesus Christ, I thank you that you came to this world to save us.
Ježišu, ďakujem ti, že si prišiel na tento svet, aby si nás zachránil.
To change our life.
Aby si zmenil naše životy.
I thank you, Jesus, for the cross.
Ďakujem ti za kríž.
Where you died for us.
Kde si za nás zomrel.
Lord, you are alive.
Ty si živý.
And I ask you to touch the hearts of the people here.
A ja ťa prosím, aby si sa srdc týchto ľudí dotkol.
And that you touch the hearts of the people which are watching this right now.
A aby si sa dotkol aj tých, ktorí sa na nás dívajú.
Thank you, Lord, that you are calling people to you.
Ďakujem ti, Pane, že voláš ľudí k sebe.
To the real spiritual life in harmony with God.
K tomu skutočnému duchovnému životu v harmonii s Bohom.
Amen.
Amen.